Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Justine King, good morning.
Morning.
You're a stylist, so you know stuff about sample sales.
Yes.
I'm a man, I don't. So go, shoot from the hip now and tell us what the hell they are.
Okay, so a sample sale is kind of a chance for designers or brands to kind of sell off all their samples they have coming in for the next season at a hugely discounted price. And they're either open to the public or some of them are a little bit more exclusive. And they're just a great chance for people to get their hands on some expensive stuff for about a third of the price.
Okay, so give us an example of a designer then, a name.
Okay, so Irish designers, because lot of these take place in kind of New York and London and things, but Emma Manley is great for doing the sample sales. Simone Rocha did one recently. Okay. John Rocha did one.
So Emma Manley, it designs a dress, for example.
Yes.
And she says to all the fashion houses, this is my dress for spring,
yes,
summer 2016.
So her next sale probably, she's probably sold off at this stage, or even her autumn winter stuff. So they would have bought it in for the next season. And then that might have been used then in like a photo shoot or a fashion show or whatever.
Oh.
But then she'd kind of open up that you could buy these samples at up to like 70% off.
So they're slightly shop soiled. They have been worn.
Some of them will have been worn and some of them won't. It just depends.
They would have just been shown or put on a mannequin or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so they've had a run out as
yes.
such. They've been taken out of the plastic.
Some of them. And then sometimes you'll be lucky and you kind of get sample sales that might never have actually gone into production. So they might just be a great dress by this designer or by this kind of brand that you'll be getting at 70% off.
Do you get excited by sample sales?
Yes, I get excited by any type of shopping.
How do you get word of a sample sale?
So it kind of depends. I mean, the kind of bigger fashion houses might be a little bit more exclusive and some of them kind of keep it very much to kind of stylists and press. But then there's like Fashion City, which is obviously this kind of hub of millions of wholesalers, and they do a sample sale every single weekend anyway.
And where's that?
That is out in Ballymount in Dublin.
Great.
And then a lot of designers, I mean, it's a case of kind of getting onto their mailing list, contacting them directly. And they do kind of often send out these emails because they want people to come. They want to sell off the stuff and make room for their samples for the next season.
So they can be kind of what they call now a pop-up shop just for the purpose
exactly.
of that. Or they can be more built-in.
Yeah. So there's a couple of companies. I mean, there's one, I think it's called Savage Sample Sale. You can go onto Facebook and they kind of do pop-ups around the country. And they'll kind of, yeah, various hotels and things. And people, they want to get rid of this stuff. So they are offering a kind of up to 80% off. So it is a great chance.
Have you bought stuff at sample sales?
I have.
Can you remember the most gorgeous thing you bought at a sample sale?
Well, I remember because it still sits in my room unworn.
Why?
But I discovered a Dolce & Gabbana sample sale in New York, which I literally stumbled upon. I was passing the door.
Okay.
So as a very excited fashion intern at the time, I had to have something. But sample sizes in New York are kind of model sizes. They're about a size zero. So I settled for some shoes and they were gold and leopard print, which are quite
exotic.
not easy to wear, but they were very Dolce & Gabbana and I needed them. And they were $99 instead of, I think, $350, but a size too small. So they sit kind of as a lovely piece of art in my bedroom. Yes.
I love the fact you said I needed them.
Oh, I needed them. And I have no regrets.
Gold
they're still
and leopard
beautiful.
Skin, a size too small.
Yeah,
I needed
but they're
them.
They're fabulous.
Of course they're fabulous. And they're sitting at home. Why don't you put like soil and a plant in them or something?
But I have them kind of sitting on top of a stack of books. They look quite kind of iconic. But no one knows I haven't worn them really. They just look in great shape.
Okay, so when you go to a sample sale, do you get excited about the label or the style? You know, what are you going for?
It's a bit of everything. So the great thing with a sample sale is kind of that it's actually a season ahead. So it's not as if you're kind of getting stock that nobody else wanted that didn't sell. Usually you're looking at things that aren't even in the shops yet. So that's very exciting for me. And then it often is the label. It depends kind of on which sample sale you're at. And then it's the price. I mean, you can't beat getting 70% off something that's going to be retailing next season at a much higher price.
So that's really the big excitement. Is it like TK Maxx then? I mean, everyone's just, it's like all just shoved in a
scramble.
Corner. Yeah, a scramble.
It can be. I mean, the kind of weekly sample sales that take place, say, out in Fashion City, they're not going to be quite as crazy. But if you're going to something like the Simone Rocha sample sale that everyone wants to get a piece of hers because she's kind of the big designer of the moment, you might be looking at something pretty crazy. So
yeah.
I'd say get in early, comfortable shoes and get your elbows ready to fight everyone out.
It's funny because I think people lose their mind/reason when they A, go on Twitter and B, go to one of these.
Yes.
Because they become Yeah, almost to other human beings. And, yeah, and they do and say things that they never would.
I don't know what happens to people, myself included. You just get so
just
caught up in it.
You get an adrenaline rush or something, do you?
Yeah, and you can sometimes end up buying things like my Dolce & Gabbana shoes that you mightn't have bought if you kind of were in a real shop and had a bit of time to think about it. But if you're kind of in the hurry and the moment, you feel you have to buy something if you've made the effort.
You can't come away empty-handed.
No.
Is it all high-end then? Or is it just...
It's not necessarily. I mean... Every label that gets stocked in boutiques around the country would be represented by an agent generally here. So that often is kind of based out of Fashion City. And they're often like a little bit more affordable. And at 70% off something that might sell for 100 quid
usually. It's a
massive
slash of the price.
You're getting it for 30 quid.
Are there any men at these things? I mean, is there anything for men at these things?
There is. I mean, men have to wear clothes too. So they're going to have samples that buyers have to look at. So there definitely is men's sample sales too. And I think it's a great chance for men to get... Because men's clothes don't kind of... The trends don't move as quickly as women's, I think.
For sure.
So you can get your kind of designer goods that might last you for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent an hour in the clothes department here in RT yesterday trying on brand new suits for the autumn for the Late Late Show.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you don't need samples, you have your own.
Well, it's part of the job, but it's the part I like because I'm trying new ties and new looks and new types of suits and everything. I'm going for a new look in the autumn.
Amazing.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because I've got Bridget and Stacey over there looking after me going, put that on, put that on.
You have your own personal stylist.
I need to be well. They help. But I was watching Kingsman. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a film. It's like a James Bond type film with Colin Firth.
Okay.
And it's a spy movie, but it's based in a tailor shop, a clothes shop in Savile Row. So when you go in, it's behind the, you know, all the shirts, there's where all the spying headquarters go. But it's all, they've got a whole clothesline now of Kingsman. So you should have a look at it.
I think that men are getting so much more, Irish men particularly, so much more into their kind of sharp suits and things. So I think this is going to really open up that people will be going to sample sales and things. They want to be a bit more ahead of the trends.
They'd want to be, but they'd never have my size, you see, because I have to shop in the confirmation section. So what do you do? The sample sales don't really sound like they have... You know, specific, like you and your shoes.
Various sizes.
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, the kind of standard sample sale size for Ireland, like if you go out to Fashion City, it will be a size 10 for women. And for men, as far as I know, it's kind of like a 32 waist, 34 leg, and a kind of 40 regular.
I'm sure I'm out.
You'd be out. No, but then a lot of it, they kind of bring in some overstock as well. So it will be kind of this season stuff and they'll do more of a range of sizes. And then, of course, there's the kind of accessories. You could get your ties. You could get a nice bag. You get your kind of your socks, your shoes, that kind of thing.
Okay, so the other bits. What about bridal sample sales? Would you recommend those?
Yeah, is a huge phenomenon now.
Just to say yes to the dress stuff, is it?
Yes, and it's kind of, they're giving 80% off at these often. And I mean, 80%. Most kind of bridal boutiques do have a sample sale maybe twice a year. And they kind of advertise them generally on their websites. I know like Myrtle Ivory in Dublin did one last week. And the kind of wedding fairs, like the Wedding Journal show, they give like up to 60, 70% off as well. So the only thing, obviously, these have often been tried on in the shop. So there might be some kind of damage to them or some kind of slight soiling or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can bring them to a dry cleaners. But of course, you're going to be adding on then a little bit of more of an expense. So
they'll have to come up with a word other than soiling, because I don't think anyone wants to wear a dress that has slight soiling.
No, it doesn't sound very good.
There's a little mark on it or anything, but soiling's ever always bad. What about outlet shops? Do you like them? The Kildare Village type things?
I like outlet shops.
But why did you make that face that said
Kildare? Kildare is absolutely brilliant. I love it. And I love it especially for like sportswear and for, I always get my runners down there and everything. But I kind of think that sometimes it's last season stuff. And for me, I'd be looking more for the sample sales because they're going to be
so
looking...
So 2014.
But I know that my friends would laugh at me for saying that. And look, it's great for most people. And I think for things like shirts and suits and everything for men and for sportswear, as I say, it's brilliant.
Okay, well, you damn them with faint praise, Justine. Thanks for that. Do you know when the next sample sale is happening, or do you know the next one you'd like to go to? Or
So samplesale.ie, which is a very simple website to know. They're a company that are out in Fashion City and they kind of do about four times a year, they do massive sample sales. And they have one happening next week. So it's the 29th, I think, of June is next Monday down to Friday, and it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and no appointment necessary.
Leave your dignity at the door and get stuck in.
Yes, get your elbows ready.
Justine King, nice to see you again.
You too.